With some projects he would like to see move further along, or finished, Stratford City Councillor Dave Gaffney said he will run in the October municipal election. Gaffney told Stratford Today he's put some thought into running again, and with some of the current city council not returning, he believes there should be some continuity around council chambers. Gaffney, retired from the Gaffney family construction business, served as a city councillor from 2006 to 2010. He was elected again 8 years later. I like the activity. I like being a part of the discussion on local issues, he said. The Grand Trunk Community Hub, on the former Cooper site, is one of the projects the city councillor would like to see restarted, after the pandemic halted progress for city council. There are a lot of moving parts for the hub and a number of interested parties are keen to partner with the city. The site is currently home to the YMCA of Stratford Perth and University of Waterloo Stratford School of Interaction and Design. There is much to discuss and finalize at the site. Though he wasn't part of the decision-making process during a previous council, Gaffney believes the new Tom Patterson Theatre was a good thing for the city. A great investment in the future of our community, he said. One of the old buildings that was on the property was home to the Stratford Lakeside Active Adult Association, who have since moved programs to the Stratford Agriplex. As a member of the Stratford and District Agricultural Society, Gaffney certainly heard from the city's senior group, though he felt the feedback on the move was pretty good. I think they are looking forward to having their own space again, at the hub, as I understand. Gaffney became chair of the council's Finance and Labor Relations Subcommittee last year, and he is a council representative, board member with Rhizome Networks and Invest Stratford. Ever business and growth-minded, Gaffney wants to see the city continue the challenge of developing industrial land because there is a constant need for it. People keep knocking on our door, which is a great thing. We are working on getting more industrial land for that. Gaffney also sits on the Stratford Town and Gown Advisory Committee, which connects the city and both the Stratford Chef School and University of Waterloo's Stratford campus, and keeps an open discussion and connection going. Though bringing a university to Stratford spanned several city councils, it was one of Gaffney's proudest moments of his first term when the realization of a university campus in Stratford became reality. As several of his colleagues have noted in interviews with Stratford Today, the Shinyi Canada Glass proposal was one of the most controversial matters that council dealt with. The proposed facility would have created hundreds of jobs. Shinyi Canada Glass suspended the project after fierce resistance from local groups and individuals. The provincial government agreed to a city council request to revoke a ministerial zoning order, MZO, that all but stopped development. It is not all sunshine and roses. The glass plant issue was certainly a challenge and I think there are some lessons learned for sure. I got stopped on the street a couple of times by people expressing their concern. Council received, as a group, hundreds of emails on the topic, Gaffney recalled. Gaffney said he enjoyed the workload of a city councillor. I have always been a reader. I take the time to read all of the information, all of the background. I am retired so I have time to do it. I have never had a problem with the workload and I enjoy it. The councillor also enjoyed working with the current group that make up city council. If re-elected, there will be some new additions to council chambers, but change is sometimes good, he said. I will certainly endeavor to work with whomever is occupying the other 10 chairs. If fortunate to get elected again, I look forward to serving the citizens of Stratford.